Team building, we asked.
Gary, you're going to be the writer, and Mr. LaBelle is going to be the...
Talker.
The talker. All right, I was trying to give you another title, though.
Mr. Mayor and members of council, we when we set this up in February, we agreed that we might want to do a review in 6 months as part of the proper planning process in local government, and it worked out that this is 6 months. There had been discussion amongst council members that we probably should do this, so we did it. What's unique and somewhat blessed is that we're doing what's called an after-action review, and that is we want to take a look at what we've done, how it's going, and are we on track and continue to go along that same path. You had 9 priorities that you established in February that we laid out, and you have a status report for those. We also introduced the unanticipated opportunities and issues that came before us, so you can just see the total, and we'll keep a running tally as we go throughout the year, so that the totality of accomplishment is even greater than the 9. So that'll just continue to build throughout the year. I just wanted you to see some of the things that we, kind of had to pause on something and focus our energy on this. I was just telling Chief LaBelle, one of the ones we left off was the virtual building that the county has decided to move forward on. That's going to take some planning time and our time. But in particular, the reason Chief LaBelle was doing this is because he does it for a living. At the end of every evolution they go to in terms of response, he brings all the crew back and does what's called an after-action review, which is talk about the 3 things that went really well, what 3 things didn't go so well, and what are we going to do about it? So as a continuing growth and improvement. So he's the perfect person to facilitate this, and so I've asked him to do it. I am the writer. I will record any comments he asks me to record that we continue to roll over. And here's the original agenda, I guess, that we still had that. And so Chief thought that would be good. So I'm going to turn it over to Chief LaBelle, and I'm just going to be a recorder.
Okay.
Thank you. I wanted to say thank you to the council first for the last year. It has been great. At 4:46 today, we had a structure fire at 2nd and State Street. And we had 10 volunteers from Sutherland Firefighters, 5 from Oakland, 4 from Fair Oaks, and 4 from Sutherland PD. So we had 23 people in the fire. That's pretty impressive. I am really proud of what they've done. I said today to one of the volunteers, gee, I wanted to have a fire between the 10 days that I've worked. It's my fault. But I was at the station. I had nothing to do with it. And I couldn't have asked for better. I mean, they performed great. We had water on it right away. It was perfect. It really was. So you've done a very good thing in this community. So back to this. So we're talking about what Jerry didn't say is I'm also on an incident management team for the state. And I wore this because, 1, I stunk, and 2, I had to take a shower and I ran out of shirts. So what we do is we go out on a big fire is we bring everybody together, and every section chief, whether it be logistics or plans or operations, sits down, and we're just going to pretend you each have a role in this, and they talk about what went right, what went wrong, and what we could do to do better, just like Jerry said. So, but we're only dealing with February 2nd till now. The things that happened before February 2nd, we don't care about. February 2nd till now. If we make no changes, if everything is good, we have everything that went well, then the next 6 months will be good. If there's things that came up and things we can do to make it better, then we put it down on the chart. And then I would suggest after 6 months, you revisit it and say, did it work? The changes we made, are they good? Are they bad? Are they not? So in front of you, you have, these are the ground rules that we use, the after action ground rules. And since there's an audience here, I'll just go over them really quick. There are no bad ideas or poor questions. Ask open and honest questions and offer open and honest responses, because everybody is at the same level here. Leave preconceptions and prejudgments at the door. Leave hierarchy at the door. Everyone's knowledge is of equal value. Respect and listen to each other. Disagreement is positive and needs to be explored. Don't rush to solutions. Focus on real issues and learning, not individual performance evaluations. Keep the meeting brief and focused. Incorporate the learning into the future activities. So what we capture here, we bring forward. And number 11 is have fun. We do that. So, I mean, you know, you guys, this is very important. So, any questions on the ground rules? All right, cool. All right, so the first thing we'll start with, I like to end on good, positive notes. So let's go down to number 4 on our chart here and identify 3 elements that we agreed upon. And you should have a copy of the thing that we had on February
2nd.
That
you want us to go down on, you said? Number 4 on this?
No, it's number 4 on your Council Moving Forward Workshop Review Agenda Outline.
Okay.
And it says identify 3 elements that we agreed upon in moving forward on February 2nd that have not gone well, and then we'll figure out, we'll talk about why they didn't go well. So this is open discussion for you to say, out of these 9 items that you have here, what went well? Well, what didn't go well? Let's start with what didn't go well, and then we'll say what went well. So the floor is open.
I know,
I was looking.
Yeah. You got different papers. I'm not real sure where you're
looking at.
That's what
I'm trying to
find. This was emailed to everybody last week.
I'm sorry. This was emailed to you, apparently. So
I thought I was losing my mind.
So sorry.
Do you want me to go make more copies?
Yeah.
I'll go make more copies.
So I got 3 or 4 copies here.
Okay. So that's what I was thinking. I thought you guys all had this.
Yeah, you should have it in your iPads.
Frank's got it in.
I got that.
Okay. Counselor Egbert's got it in his binder.
I think that's it. We just don't have these 5 questions. There should be 9 items.
Okay.
And under 8 it says fire department.
Okay, make copies
complete,
if you want.
So I'm hoping that's a good
one. So you said go to what number?
Number 4. Department. Oh, you don't have it.
So I got mixed results.
Okay. So number 4 on mine is identify 3 elements moving forward that didn't go well.
I have a
little
writing on it.
It's
okay. I mean, it's nothing.
Okay. Yours,
no, this is different.
I have one. Who doesn't have it?
We need more. Do we need more?
Yes.
Where's your 4?
The front. Number 4, right?
Yeah, but one thing that didn't go well is organizing this.
I took a shower before I showed up here. Okay, I was pretty stinky.
Jesus.
I was pretty stinky.
It's
going to
be
okay.
Simple. Take us
all night.
Yeah, find it.
Frank's
got to
make up his own rules.
So did I. Okay,
I got mine.
Carol Merrill here will show you what we're looking at.
Yeah.
Carol Merrill.
She didn't age well. So number 4 on my form says identify 3 elements of the agreed upon moving forward actions. So out of these 9, this is what the council agreed upon that we were going to move forward from February till now. Comstock, Central Avenue, Urban Growth Boundary. Are we all on the same page now? Okay. So what I kind of did was I kind of highlighted what I took out of this from a there wasn't much in here that related to my specific area. So for number 1, applying for funds, as Jerry said tonight, that part isn't going to happen. Okay, so on the second one, that's going to be in November of 2015. The third one is 3 months out.
Wait, I have a question on number 2.
Yes.
Is this the time we can ask questions about these?
Absolutely.
So it's what I read here is that there's going to be less money available for Central Avenue. And
we think so.
So you don't know?
We don't know yet.
Okay.
We're presupposing there won't be as much so to distribute through the whole county, so we may have to apply for less. We don't know yet.
So if you applied for less, you'd take less of Central Avenue back, right?
Or do less of Central, whatever that end product total would be. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So we won't know about that until November.
We won't know about that until November.
Okay.
And maybe not even until after we're awarded the grant, because that's just how the system works sometimes.
Okay, then number 4 was established mixed use. That's 3 months out. We need to write a grant for number five, the plan to construction for the toddler in Central, Central Park. Number six was done.
Yeah. But number five hasn't been started yet.
No, that needs a grant for issues, is what I see. I have a grant writer looking for possible options right now.
Yeah. And I knew Debbie was checking with some of the other cities to see what they've done, how much, you know, some little.
Number six, create a facilities reserve fund. That was done in this budget year. Number seven, the reconstruction on Valentine. That's for next construction season. So that's I'm just taking highlights, and staff is here to answer any questions you have on that. Number eight is complete formation of a fire-only, predominantly volunteer fire department. That's complete, and Chief Sanfilippo is back here if you have questions. And number nine was complete design and begin process for new wastewater treatment plant, and that is, you've got that attached to the page. That's the back two pages. So out of those nine items that we agreed upon was your priorities in February, what didn't go well? We might have one, we might have none. If nothing was bad,
the only thing is, obviously, is the funding that we aren't getting for the projects we wanted to do. We have no control over that.
Yeah, but we're trying. So.
Which most all these were based on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So funding
actually,
is an issue.
I don't mean to argue, but there's only two that really are based on funding. The rest are all either budgeted for or initiatives that are in process and doing. For example, the mixed use zone and the UGB land swap, we are going to begin moving forward with those. We budgeted for those and it's done. I mean, that's in the budget to be done. Valentine, the monies we were going to do to fund our share for the grant is coming over to Valentine, and that, along with exchange funds, is going to move forward and proceed as planned. So, the two projects are the Transportation and Growth Management Grant and the TE Transportation Enhancement Grant that we're moving towards. And then if you look at, I think, in the opportunities for another grant, if you read my weekly report, we've been invited to apply for another technical assistance grant for an infrastructure finance plan or wetlands, and we'll be meeting with them to move forward on another $50,000 or $100,000 to that. So.
And on the park area, you said you've been in contact with the grant writer? Or is that what you just said?
No, that what it says here is, which number was that?
That was five.
Number five at the bottom, it says, I have a grant writer looking into the possibilities of options right now. And then there's a drawing there of what the proposed, it's about three pages back.
Well, that's why I was saying the funding is number one, two, and three.
Right.
And five.
Funding.
So five out of nine was based on funding.
Right.
So moving forward, was there anything that came up that hindered the funding process that you see as far as an issue that we can change to make it better in the next 6 months?
We don't really get involved at that.
Not on our end. I mean, I think we're trying to do what we can do. I mean,
we had our share of the funding available, right? It's just that them folks on the other side of the table ran out of money. So they're saying, don't have any money.
The only project right now that there isn't any money for is the North Comstock.
Right.
All the others are still in the hopper for consideration. The deadlines aren't through. For example, the TE grant doesn't, they aren't even accepting applications until November. The technical assistance grant, we're just now starting and won't have anything probably submitted and done until October, maybe even November. If you follow me, and the playground equipment goes all over the place in terms of potential funds, and we do have the relationship now with CCD where their grant writer is helping us, and she's doing research right now at trying to find funds to build or help support the purchase of new playground equipment.
So one question I would have for the council is, with these nine priorities, if you don't get grants or extra funding, are they still the top priority for you? Do you still want to put more money in the future to finish some of these projects, or only if you get funding do you keep with these priorities for the next 6 months?
I think it depends. Yeah. I think Central Avenue is way too big for us to do without funding, but a toddler playground would probably be doable if we could get some things going, you know, cans for kids or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe they're important, so it kind of depends on how far off the funding is, or what we can do. And I think we'd have to revisit that once we got the actual answer to, you're not getting this grant or you are. I mean, that's my thought anyway.
So some type of contingency in place, if you didn't get the grant, what are we going to do? Are we going to drop that project, or are we going to look for funds in a different place, or is that something we can budget over a couple years to get it done?
So we need to take these one by one, if the ones, because they're different. They're all different.
Right, but we can do that, but I was directed as what went bad, and then what went good, so we're going to end on a good note.
Before you can really decide what you're going to do, you have to have an answer, and one of the answers would be, how much is it going to cost? The playground equipment, what are we shooting for, $300,000,
$150,000? Yes, I think that's
so that's kind of out of the reach of raising cans.
It was $100,000.
For the kiddie
part.
So funding is one. Right?
Yes.
Funding?
Mm-hmm. See, I'm envisioning a water park, so it could be going up.
Yeah, okay. I'm for it.
Funding is one. And then alternatives to this money. Is that something that you can budget for over 4 or 5 years and keep that going and put a little bit into each time? Have a line item that says kiddie park, water park, whatever.
Sprinkler
park. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Put money into that? Is that an option?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So funding, but it's still a priority for you, correct? In the next 6 months, is there anything we can do to make that fly better other than complete the paperwork?
Well, I think that's the biggest,
Okay. So we want to stay on track with where we're going with the funding, the paperwork. Okay? Okay. Is there any other of these nine items that didn't go well?
Well, I guess Central isn't going to go well if we don't get the money that we anticipated, because I can't see that we would do much of anything. That's a huge project. What were we talking about, Jerry? $7-9 million?
4.9.
4.9.
Okay, that's that.
Okay. Anything else?
When you get, number nine says complete design and begin construction process for the wastewater treatment plant. Well, once we get the money and that process is started, how long do we need to leave it on this list?
Good point.
At that point, it probably comes off a priority because it's in process.
Yeah,
and then at 6 months, you need to reevaluate, are these really still your priorities? Because during that 6 months, maybe funding didn't come through, maybe we didn't get a grant. And so
focus
on something else. Take your priorities and change them. Because from a staff point, it's real nice to be able to say, these are the council's priorities, and where does my staff time plug into their priorities? Because as you'll see on the last page, there's opportunities and issues that come up, and that helps us to figure out what your priority is. And so if you change them, absolutely, that'll make a big difference. Anything else?
There's one on here that I don't think it should be in the future, and that's the fire department.
It'll always be in the future.
We should be looking to, make it new equipment, try to figure out how we're going to fund it.
Okay.
Because that's something that's a whole nother.
But that should stay on the list, then, in my opinion.
Well, the list was just to create a fire, but now we got to.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We need to maintain
it. Change focus points.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So that one is complete. If that's done, then we don't need to focus on that in the future. We may want to change that to something else. Absolutely. That's a good idea.
Well, we created a fire own, or a volunteer system, but we don't have the equipment to manage it, so we really haven't finished it. You know, you'd finish it when you have all the hoses and things that you can actually...
Yeah, it's going to be a while. I mean, we're not going to be able to do it all in 1 year. There's priorities and...
Over the next 3 or 4 years, per se, because I think in all the talks about forming the fire department, is they were using roughly $857,000 that was going to District 2 to pay for fire services. So that $857,000 could just stay within the fire department. It can pay for the personnel, and it can pay towards replacing equipment and not be robbed off to someplace else.
Well, that would be
so that's $200,000
or $300,000. But that's
a budget thing.
You're absolutely right. That is
but
a decision.
That's
that
the way to get the fire department's
but
functioning is.
That's a budget item.
That's a budget. Fire services.
That's right. And within the budget, there's pieces that they are putting money towards equipment replacement, but they're also going to be doing grants, and they're going to try to write to get funding too, so they can get up to speed faster. So a lot of this is going back to funding, obviously.
Yeah. Everything always revolves around that.
Funding, how that works. Anything else that we can do different in the next 6 months to make these priorities work better? Okay, if you don't have...
I have a question. Okay. Do we have a problem with our grant writers? And I heard you say it's CCD, which is a company that I work for eons and eons. And they have good grant writers. I know Margaret is an exceptional grant writer, but should we be looking at some other grant writer that's maybe more proficient in what we're looking for?
I don't personally think there's anybody better than Margaret.
Well, I agree with you there.
We have a one-year operation contract.
I'm talking about like the toy, like the toddler's park.
Right.
Or is there a grant writer out there that's all they do? Should we be looking for something?
I don't know of any.
That's my question is. Because most grant writers can write grants for anything, but you have specialty grant writers that write grants for sewers, water.
Right.
And is there something out there we should be looking for? Maybe you should ask Margaret if she knows somebody that's...
Sure.
Because along that lines, Debbie was going to, I chit-chatted with her about it, just contacting other cities.
Right.
You know, who they contacted, what it cost, what route they went. That way, you know, don't reinvent the wheel, see what other cities...
Well, I was just on TV the other night that the Rotary over in Roseburg just announced the opening of the... Georgia Stiles was in charge of raising the money for the handicap
River Forks,
place out there. I just wondered if maybe somebody I'd be contacting her saying, did you do that all yourself, or did you get a grant writer, or can you come over and help us?
Sure.
Well, the county just put in all new playground equipment.
I know we worked with our Rotary Club. Mm-hmm. donated money to the project.
Yeah. Okay.
So maybe specialized grant writing.
Well, yeah.
You're right. When we put in for grants, we write AFG grants, and people in the fire business write grants.
They know what words to say.
Exactly right. And they don't waste words with we're in a bad economy.
No.
Because everybody's in a bad economy. But yes, you're absolutely right.
And it worked. Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else? All right, let's move forward to what actions went well and why did they go well. Of these actions, of your priorities, what went well and why?
The fire department went well.
Okay.
Because you.
And why? Good. Why did it go well?
You.
Yeah, right. Okay. Because you have dedicated firefighters. That's why it went well.
You have dedicated firefighters, and you did, work with. I mean, you put a team together, a team that. Sticks together and does things together, and they're, all for one and one for all.
So good team build helped it succeed. Right? Okay. Anything else on any one of these items?
We're still all in progress. I mean, I can understand what's going in your head, but how can I...
Yeah.
They're still in there.
Well, they're not completed, so
right, exactly.
You don't know if they went well or bad yet. I mean, so
I just thought I'd feel that moment.
Yeah,
aside.
Yeah. Thank you.
But I think for what went well is that they're on a list, they're moving forward, and we're spending time on them, and we're doing what we can to make progress on them. I mean, that's my big thing. I think that's going well. That's kind of my whole focus is always to have these goals and not get off on so many other things and kind of keep focus on what our goals are for the year. So when you get to the end of the year, you feel like you, like you're saying, every 6 months we see what we've accomplished, and that's kind of been my big
drive. So my question to you is, do you feel that staff is looking at your priorities and using them? Did that go well?
I believe it has. I believe, you know, as much.
I don't have any reason to doubt that they are.
Anything else went well?
How about this little one here? This, are we still on the went well?
Yeah, we're on. You want to go back to the didn't go well?
Well, I'm just curious about it. I was just kind of reading through it here on the facilities reserve maintenance fund, and then you throw them under the bus here, but you have the finance director needs to meet with the public works operations superintendent to complete this project. Is that a done deal? Did we have that? Because it says a formal report will be made to council. Is that the 13-year plan for replacement of facilities?
Well, the prior to my coming here, there was a spreadsheet and this process began.
That Ron did.
Yeah, he did that. Yeah. And what he did was he went through, and I don't know who he sat with at the time, but went through and
are you listed passing the buck?
I'm telling you where we're at. He listed out all the things that need to be replaced at some point.
Okay.
All the heaters and air conditioning units, water heater, you know, everything.
Everything
that we could think of, roofs.
Is that the schedule that we're going by?
That's the schedule I'm going by. I updated it a little bit from what I knew exactly had happened, but I need to sit down with Aaron to get it finalized, and it actually wouldn't take us very much time. We just need to do it.
So are we spending that money or are we saving it?
We are saving it in that one fund. Yes, there was money in that fund around $100,000 already, and we put another 20 in there this year. We will be to help that for future years.
You did a couple of projects, didn't you? I saw a couple of projects come up. I think a roof and
last year we did the community center. This last year we did the community center roof out of that fund. Yes.
And did you do an HVAC?
We did that as well.
Okay,
it came out of the same funding.
Okay, so every time we do these, the spreadsheet actually changes.
It does, and that's where Aaron and I need to sit and make sure that we're on the same track. As far as, this used to be 3 years out, is it still 3 years and more?
Yeah.
Is it less? Yeah.
Yes, so I'm just curious, it's just not money, it's just, we know we have it designated, we're just not doing it. So it's being used as it's...
Right, we didn't have any other plan for this next year, for this fiscal year, out of that fund, and we went through that during the budget process. So everything will be either next year or later. As far as actual replacement, I guess unanticipated, like this HVAC unit this last year, you never know, they just go out unplanned sometimes.
What's the difference between a replacement fund and a maintenance fund? Because
just
replacing a roof is maintenance.
Well, but to me, that's different.
Brand.
To me, that's different.
Yeah, that's replacement.
Maintenance is.
Sort of like a car.
Changing your filter.
Maintenance type of things.
Buying a police car is replacement.
It is. Maintaining a police car is changing the oil and the tires and things.
See, that's what I'm wondering, are we using it as maintenance every year, or are we actually setting it aside so we can buy a...
This fund is specifically set aside to replace things, HVAC units and roofs and painting and major repairs or maintenance, as you would call.
Because if you don't set aside, then you don't have the money when everything breaks at once, like it does.
Yeah, then you have to scramble with financing and everything.
Well, but that's really not replacement. Replacement is like when Aaron needs a new truck or we need a new police car or you're replacing a vehicle.
If I replace my furnace, I can guarantee you it'll be replaced.
If you're maintaining it,
you know, I'm maintaining it, it means I'm going
to... But you can call what you want as long as you explain to us. I mean, that's just...
So
as long as
there's money left.
Yeah, that's
just... In my world, maintenance, let's use air packs. They only last 15 years. At 15 years, I have to replace them. But between that first and 15 years, I have to service them, I have to do all this stuff. So that is maintenance. And replacement is, in 15 years, they're done. I have to get new ones. Because the NFPA says we do. But that's how I would envision. Anything else that went good? Because the good things we want to continue in the next 6 months. because they went well.
Well, I think it's good we have a plan for a toddler park. I mean, we talked about it a lot. Now we actually have a vision and a plan.
Okay. Is there any opportunity in the financing of the toddler park to involve local resources as far as Rotary and Lions and any of that? Maybe the community to be involved. Is that a possibility?
Well, that's why I think that maybe you ought to contact Georgia Stiles, somebody from the staff, and find out, pick her brain, how she put that together over there. And I'm sure it wasn't just the Rotary. I don't know for sure, but I would think there was other organizations involved in that. And I would think they'd be willing to help if you had a good plan.
So think outside the box of
getting
money.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did we finance our skate park?
I don't know.
There was a committee that raised money, I believe. Wasn't it bottles
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on that.
Okay. Well,
it seems to me if you're going to go to these groups, you need to have some type of information or plan. You know, I'm a little premature. I think it's a great idea, and I agree with it, but get what other cities are doing, get what grants, and then, hey, this is what our plan is.
And it would be great to have a model.
Exactly.
Because people
something
like
to
see that kind of stuff and look at the kids' plan on the model,
I mean,
even though they're only this big. But,
you
know, you can look at them and say, oh, I like that. That's a good idea. And if they can touch it and feel it and visualize it, then they're willing to
be a part of the product. Yeah.
One thing with some of these organizations, they're a 501c3. People can donate money to them, and they can set up a fund within their organization. You know, either you're going to pay Uncle Sam, or you can donate to the park.
Yeah.
So you know, finding some tax exempt organizations is a good idea. Anything else? All right. So then we go to the other page. Unanticipated opportunities and issues. And this basically explains, in the last 6 months, these are the things that have come up that have taken time away from some of these priorities. And so we've got the UCC Auto Diesel Welding Trade School, the tourism destination, and the DLC TA grant for the wetlands and infrastructure. Those are opportunities that are out there. And then the other one was
the virtual building.
Virtual building.
And they're just examples of things that we have, so you can just juxtapose them next to what we're doing. Plus that, it makes for a good idea of what we've worked on this year.
And then below that, there's some issues that came up that you have addressed from February 2nd until now. One of them was the ASA. The attorney said, let's wait till after the 30th and discuss that. The other one was the sign ordinance. You're still working on that process. The next one was fire ambulance calls for service. We've worked on that, and the chief has a plan, short-term, medium-term, and long-term on that. The marijuana ordinance, that's still in the works, and then the DEQ financing and the federal regulations, that when you rely on someone else to come through with the money or the paperwork and it doesn't get done, that one's kind of a hard one to do, but continue to make phone calls, continue to keep contact.
That's what I reported on tonight.
Exactly.
I think we finally are over the hump. But that was, I mean, that delayed us, four months.
Well, I think we intended to close a year ago, didn't we?
It doesn't seem that
long ago,
but
at least
a long time ago.
Last year. Mm-hmm. Which
maybe
is almost a year.
Maybe. But I just think it's important to note that.
Yes. Okay, so the last thing we'll do is, and what we do on a fire, is we kind of go around the table and allow people to say, out of these priorities that we have set up, you know, which ones are important to you? Is there any ones that you want to change and move down the list or move off the list because they're completed and add something else? And then we're done. So, start with Councilor Myers.
But this is totally different than what we've been doing. These are projects, and these are how we decided to work together.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's what this February 2nd, yes.
I think he intends to get to that.
Yes. That's next.
Oh, so you pointed here. So that's okay.
Well, actually here, you agreed to work on work together in meetings, communications, decision-making, and problem-solving. Work okay. together on that. Have we done that?
Are we moving on to that? Is that where we're on?
Well,
I'm just confused. I thought
okay, we can go around.
Cause I thought that's where we're going to go.
Well, I'm confused because I don't know what I should talk about or if I should talk at all.
Okay. So we're actually done with the after-action review portion.
Okay.
And so now we can open up, how did it go in the last 6 months based upon what we agreed upon in February?
With, under these this criteria.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
good.
What in terms of a team,
yes.
what's worked well and what hasn't worked well?
Okay. I'll go first.
What are you going to do first?
Just what worked well as a team.
Go ahead.
I think one thing that Harris, I kind of wrote down some thoughts that went well. You know, the big thing for me, you know, is the meetings and like the council comments. You know, I think that has tremendously got a lot better, in my opinion. You know, they're positive. The type of questions I do think benefit the crowd. I think they're productive. You know, I think that, generally speaking, has been a very productive thing as far as team building. Another one I had, I just wrote down three. I had sending the more in-depth questions and stuff like that. I think sending those questions to staff, and then there was, you know, there's been some hiccups, I think, for some counselors, but, you know, as far as trying to work through those, as far as getting all the answers sent out to the council, you know, as far as, you know, getting their items talked about, in-depth kind of questions. I think that has gone, you know, fairly well, in my opinion. And I think overall, generally speaking, you know, I just put down friendly council, overall much more friendly and productive council meetings, attitudes in check, time limits in check, keeping positive relationships through debate. You know, like you said, we're always going to have debate, but trying to keep some positive, you know, and coming back. And, you know, it's not perfect by any means, but I think, you know, as far as a six-month period, I feel like we've made some huge strides, in my opinion. So,
If Councilor Myers has a question and she talks to the department head and calls the city manager, that's what you guys agreed upon, mm-hmm. and then that information is disseminated to the rest of the council, is that working? Is that working for you guys? Is that information getting out?
That's well, what? How do we know? How do we know if we're getting the information? I just heard Jerry talk to Forrest and Wayne about their questions, but I haven't seen any questions or answers come my way.
Yeah, they just, it was an individual question on
was a question
Red Rock
about
Trail.
And
blackberries.
Blackberries, about what they used to spray on blackberries. Had nothing to do with the city council.
Yeah, I mean, there was no
crossbow.
Email sent.
We just
crossbow.
Yeah.
Crossbow. Forrest asked me about the asphalt on Red Rock Trail, and I referred him to Aaron. I mean, I don't, there isn't any way when you ask a small question about something that we could keep up with this, you know, collective sending it out in that regard. I believe that the purpose of it is any question asked that would come before council that is of a policy nature would be sent out. But, you know, if you called me up and said, when are they going to bring the street sweeper down my street, and I get you an answer, I wouldn't, you know, say, Karen.
Yeah, you got to do something time constructive.
Yeah,
so
mm-hmm.
You better not be sending them down her street without sending
there you go.
How's it gone in the last 6 months, and what are you looking
well,
for?
Well, I have
the
nothing
next?
To compare to the previous, so, I mean, I'm kind of...
Okay.
Are we just doing positive rankings?
I don't have any complaints about the information I'm getting. I'm the kind of person, if I don't think I'm getting the right information, I'll come down and ask. I mean, I'm retired, so I can do that. I mean, I come down and ask. I ask a department head something, and if they answer it, I go on about my business. So I don't have any problem with it.
Does the rest of the council feel the same way, that they can do that, can come down and ask the question and feel comfortable with that? No?
No.
Okay.
When
how can we fix that? How can we make them feel more comfortable?
That I'm not sure of.
Okay.
Well, for one
there's
thing,
a communication gap, and I seem to be on the low end of it.
How can we fix it? How can we meet you halfway if nothing else? What can we do to make that communication gap go away?
I don't know.
Well, it's like, for an example, it's like, you know, you called me this week. So I try to think of ways that, you know, to address every situation you have. And I thought it was great you called me, so I really put out a lot of effort to try to address. I set up meetings, you know, I set up all their stuff, and then I called the next day and you wanted to drop it all. And so it's like, I'm trying to really reach out and, you know, and I went through and tried to work with you on everything you wanted to talk about. I have no problem about trying to have everybody, I just want it controlled. I don't want it Jerry Springer, I just want controlled and in the right venue. And so if there's something else I can try to do, because I work really hard and put in a lot of time off duty. And
So in what he's talking about, did you feel like your questions got answered, or that you were on the communication end of that?
Well, when I called and asked a question, he says, write me something and submit it in writing and we'll take care of it. And I'm going, that didn't work for me. Yes, it is true. And that didn't work for me. So
we need to talk about this. I'm not trying to argue. I'm just saying, but you wanted one thing addressed. And I said, we can work that into more of an executive session. You had some general concerns. And all I asked is just to write on a piece of paper so I can get them on some type of order. So I know exactly what you want asked. That way I'm just not going off my memory. You know, all I asked. And the other thing, I set up a meeting that had people involved, the city involved, and I asked you to come down and set up a meeting. And Frank, you seem like you won't leave your property. You know, you can't.
So I work 40 hours a week, but you don't during the day.
Don't tell me about work or business.
So we're talking about two separate kinds of communication. One is coming down and getting communications answered by the city manager. The other is communications amongst the council. Now, law says you're kind of restricted to what kind of communications you can have amongst each other.
Exactly.
Everybody needs to know that. So that's that one's a little bit different. But what about getting an answer from staff and getting it back to you, and that communications that you have, is that the, how can they improve that? You know?
Things go out to other counselors with email. I don't do email, so I'm you know, I'm out in left field. That doesn't work. And you know, the council rule says that the recorder will send information to anybody that requests it. Actually, and they'll mail it, do whatever they have to do.
Does that happen? Are you getting it?
Sometimes not in a timely manner, sometimes not at all.
Okay.
I mean, we come to these meetings and they have information I don't have, so I'm kind of working in a void.
That was my fault. So communications is something that we can work on better, not just with council to staff, but council to council. Anything else?
Are we still talking about?
What we're talking about now is we're winding it up. We're winding up this portion, and this is your chance to say what's working well and what's not for the next 6 months. How can we improve your next 6 months?
Okay, well, on communication, we have to be really careful because our charter says no council member may directly or indirectly attempt to coerce the manager or a candidate for the office of manager in the appointment or removal of any city employee or in administrative decisions regarding city property or contracts. And violation is grounds for removal. So you have to be really careful about what you come down and talk to the city manager or any other department head about. And to me, rather than have somebody say you're trying to micromanage, for me it's just easier to ask right here.
Do we need a better policy then to identify the way that you would ask your questions and things that you can ask and things that you can't based upon legal advice? Would that help?
Probably.
Okay.
I think that Chad has tried to clear that up for us.
So you could check the list and say, this one I have to ask at the council meeting, this one I feel comfortable with going to the city manager or to the staff. Okay, so that's something we could do. We could develop a better policy.
I've never felt comfortable with going to the staff with anything, directly to the staff. I always thought that you had to go through the city manager.
Okay, I agree with that.
Okay.
Just generally speaking, I don't know what everybody else does, but...
Well, what does everybody else think?
I thought we determined at that last session is that you could either talk to the city manager or the department head, and if they couldn't answer your question, they could go to Chet if it was a legal question.
That's right.
If it's a department-oriented question, they should be able to answer your question.
It says contacting the city manager or department head directly to have questions answered. The city manager supports contacting the department head that may be able to answer the question directly. Exactly what you said. It's important to keep the city manager appraised of that conversation as well.
Yeah, and that's where I know Jerry. I did remember Jerry saying he didn't have a problem with it. Mm-hmm. But it seemed like I thought more people wanted to go through the city manager first, and maybe I had a problem. But I remember the discussion. I remember Jerry said he didn't have a direct problem. Exactly what he read.
Well, as I remember, I don't have it, but I believe that the summary of agreement from the workshop was that if it was an executive session privilege, that a counselor would present a question to me. I would direct that question either to staff or answer it, but in the answer would copy the entire city council. And from my observation, this is where I'm confused with Councilor Egbert. I thought we'd done that very well. The only time we didn't do it is when Councilor Anderson asked questions with regards to a legal issue in which we had to keep that between him and staff because there was attorney-client privilege and it couldn't go out in a broadcast email. But other than that, I think that has worked really well. And at the last council meeting, you brought this up. I don't know of except one thing that was sent out to all the council that Diane didn't fax to you, and that was an invitation to the Blackberry Festival. Mm-hmm. So any of the other things that you're hearing about, it'd be helpful for us to know.
Invitation to what?
To the Blackberry Festival.
I didn't send that out.
See, there's like three levels of communications that happen on a somewhat regular basis. Council members send us a general question. We answer it through that process and copy the whole council. Council member calls up and says, hey, what kind of chemicals did you use to spray blackberries? It doesn't happen. And then there are those where staff want to give council a heads up or a notice on something, and they send an email out to the entire council. Well, that's about 10 folks, and every once in a while, when you're going a million miles a minute during the day, it could and would, and I can't guarantee it won't happen again, forgetting to push print and walking across City Hall and handing it to Diane then faxing it to Councilor Egbert, taking a confirmation so she doesn't get accused of having not sent it, and keeping a separate file for it. And so that sometimes happens, as in Chief Sanfilippo sending out an invitation to all the council to come to a barbecue, and we, miss that process. So those things still may happen, but we'll do our best.
Okay. Councilor Stone?
What are you pointing to me for?
Everybody's got the same level.
No, I usually call Jerry and ask any question, then he calls staff, and then staff will call me back.
Okay. And that communication feels good going both ways.
Well, that's the only way that he would know, be apprised of it. Because if I called them direct, they might not let him know.
I'd like to go back to Frank's thing there. You'll notice down there where it says time and money spent delivering packages to Frank. That was my question, but I didn't do that as a derogatory. I did that thinking, is there a better way that we can help Frank in his problem that he says he's not getting the information, and maybe cut the cost? Because I don't know what it costs to create the book and have people take it out there, drive out there. Now you're doing a fax, so you're taking time. Is there something simpler that maybe the city, another program you can buy or something that can solve this problem? Where you can fax him something and he can hit print and he can print the whole agenda. I don't know. I'm asking you, Jerry.
We're looking at technology that we could purchase that would have a hyperlink with his email address, and every time we send an email, that hyperlink would send a fax to him. So that's the only thing I could think of that would do.
Is that
it,
something that you're, gonna, that you're looking into? Or?
Okay. Yeah, he's going to be here tomorrow. And, it's on Dan's to-do list to go over with the technology guy.
So that could possibly solve that problem.
It could, but again, I want to go back and not be argumentative. But you're saying you're not getting anything, and I can't think of anything we haven't sent you.
Well, I'm just saying, even if he doesn't get one thing, so is this could solve it, is what you're, this program you're talking about.
Yes, it would solve it.
Yeah, see, that's all. I'm just trying to solve something. You know, and what, you know, like you hear about it, what can we do? I don't know. Okay, then we just keep hearing about it. So I just want to try to solve it.
I mean, my point is that this program where we were talking about is less money than what it's costing to present the, to create the book and the mileage and everything else, then we should move forward with it. And he should be able to hit the print. And
Do you have to create a book anyway?
No.
Just yours. Well, I do one for our City Hall front office, so if people come in and they want to look what's on the agenda.
A year or two ago, they talked about they were doing one anyway for records.
I have one that has my packet. Whoops. So I do have all my working files and my working papers. But as far as creating a binder, I just create yours, and then I create one for the front office. This is what I do.
That's the only reason I put that in there, is if that program would do what he's after, it could save the city money and personnel time, and he would get the reports that he says he's not getting or whatever. So I think that's something you should put on your list.
Well, one thing that may help us there also is if you make a list of the things you think you're not getting, so we know.
You don't know what I'm not getting. That's the problem.
Well, the problem is we don't know what you're not getting.
Just like Karen said, Karen and Forrest will come up with something, or Karen will come up with something, or you'll make a mention of something, and they have a discussion, and I'm thinking, I didn't hear about that. But, and maybe some of it is just like the BlackBerry thing, and it has no realm on the council, but some of them, when they start talking about streets and this and that, it fit into the council someplace, and I'm missing those discussions.
Okay. We have this up here to seek technology documents to get it done. Anything else? Because I'm
on Craigslist. I listen to rants and raves.
Because that's what I have. And again, I want to thank you guys for giving me the opportunity to do what I did. And it's been great working with you guys. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hey, Chief,
do you want
to
hug?
No. I need my hour, though. High five. Come on here.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
You bet. Good job, folks. So the workshop isn't...